Well, student leaders are calling it an unprecedented wave of student revolt. Students and other protesters have taken to the streets around England for the second time in 2 weeks to protest against rises in university fees to as much as $14,000 a year. Well, last time, the size of the protest caught police by surprise, and in London there was violence and considerable damage done to the headquarters of the ruling Conservative Party. This time, the crowds in London were smaller than before, and police stopped the protest before it reached the HQ of the Liberal Democratic Party, who were also part of the ruling coalition. There were clashes and several arrests, but nothing on the scale of the previous demonstration. Another difference this time was that school students were taking part, that's high school students. So I went along to the protest to find out why.
I've come down to Whitehall, which appears to be where the main bulk of the protest is at the moment. It's hard to get an exact feel for the numbers here, but I'd say there'd be several thousand people. The atmosphere generally is fairly calm, people playing drums, holding up signs. Some of them say things like fight the cuts. Some of them express the same sentiment in perhaps ruder language. Some of them say things like burn Eton, referring to the private school that Prime Minister David Cameron went to. There's quite a heavy police presence here. The police have cordoned off the middle of the road, and they have you have some of the protesters on the side I'm on now, where they can get out into the street, but some of them have actually been cordoned off in the middle of Whitehall as well. And from time to time, a cheer goes up from the crowd. I think it might be when protesters are able to make it through that cordon. The crowd is varied. Some of them university students, some of them even school students who've left school today to come and protest.
Basically, we really feel strongly about the university fees going up because we don't want to be the ones spending this ridiculous amount of money per year. It's ridiculous.
But does this really worry you at this stage? Haven't you guys got your exams to think about?
It's stressing us too much because we're going through the stage of, do we actually need to go to school? Because if he's raising the money, then we've got no money to actually pay for university. So what's the point of learning anything if we're not going to have to afford it?
The consequences of today, we could have been excluded, but we wanted to come today and just stand up for our right.
And we wanted to get our point across.
So you guys walked out of school today?
Yes, we did!
We had no permission, but we walked out. We're entitled to higher education, and not all of us are going to get that unless we're like Bill Gates' child, you know?
I feel that, some of us have the money, but some of us don't, and I feel that people that are lower down in stage, they've got a good education, they've got good GCSEs, yet they haven't got the money to afford to go to university. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Scum! 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 Scum!
I'm here with another bunch of school students who've come to the protest today. Say for the last 10 or 15 years, there haven't been a lot of big protests as part of politics. You know, we've had them on the Iraq War and that kind of thing, but even then they weren't successful. Do you think with the way things are going now, austerity measures, cuts, that we're going to see a lot more protests? You're all nodding here, but do you think that protests can make a difference?
I think if we shout loud and clear enough, and more people come, then they have to listen to us, because it's not democratic if they don't.
We say fight back! Fight back! Fight back! Fight, fight, fight back!
It's students protesting today against rises in tuition fees, but in this general climate of austerity and cuts, they're not the only people who have issues to protest about. So I'm wondering, with other people here who aren't involved in the protest today, are sympathetic towards the students?
Well, I think everybody has a right to protest, and they've definitely got a point. But I think, on the other hand, they've got to realise we're living in times of quite austerity, and affording the same level of public expenditure that we've had in the past is going to be very difficult in the future.
Would you go out and protest on an issue that affected you in this climate of austerity?
I might do, yes.
So you can see that at the moment there's perhaps a climate where protests are going to be a bit more common.
That's correct, yes, and that's fully understandable. I think everybody should have the democratic right to protest, and that's just part of what we're going to be going through in the next few years, probably, really.